In the shadow of your wings, I will abide forever and hear my spirit sings. I will rejoice in you, my God.
Welcome to In the Shadow of Your Wings with Pastor John Marins of the Granby Christian Church. The Granby Christian Church desires the lost to be saved and the believer to passionately pursue Christ in all that they do. Let's join Pastor John Marins for today's message.
Dear friends, Hope for East Newton, a series of revival meetings will begin tomorrow night at 6:30. The First Church of God in Granby, Missouri will host the first night of the revival. Then on Monday, the services will move to the Sweetwater Baptist Church south of Granby. Tuesday, we will be at Jones Chapel in Stella. Wednesday, the Promised Land Fellowship across from East Newton High School will host the revival. Thursday, the revival will be at the Gospel Tabernacle in Granby. Friday, we'll be at Granby Christian Church, our home church. Saturday at Shoal Creek Revival, east of Granby on Highway 60. And then the last night, Sunday, March 24, we will gather at Silver Moon Full Gospel. Eight different churches, eight different preachers. And you can get on Facebook and go to the Hope for East Newton homepage. There you'll see a poster detailing all the information concerning this revival. Hope for East Newton Revival Services coming tomorrow night to the First Church of God in Granby at 6:30. You'll be blessed if you come. Now let's turn our attention to our lesson for this evening. Friends, please listen to this. James chapter 2, verse 25, speaks of a woman of the street. Yes, a harlot. Her name was Rahab. It speaks of how she was justified by works. Later, she even found a place in the lineage of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how did this come to be? As we ponder this, shall we pray? Almighty Father, our God in heaven, there's room at your table for all who will come to you in faith. Come to you in faith, putting their trust in Jesus, your only begotten Son. Father, that is the key. In a world that excludes, we want to be a part of your church that includes all who will trust in Jesus as Lord for salvation and cleansing from sin and the grace to obey all that Jesus commands. Holy Spirit, would you be our teacher tonight? We do want to know how a harlot could find grace. For Father, there's a deep darkness in all of us before we come to Jesus. So give hope by the example of Rahab to any that would want to come to Jesus, even tonight. Teach us, Lord Jesus, just now. Amen. Friends, carefully listen to the words found in James chapter 2, verses 19 to 23. James, the second chapter, beginning verse 19. We want to read of the wondrous truth concerning the salvation of Rahab the harlot and see a glimpse of her story in context in the book of James. James 2:19. You believe that there is one God? You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? The scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. He was called the friend of God. And you see that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. By the way, the words faith and only occur in the King James Version of this Bible in this verse, verse number 24. Going on to verse 25, likewise, now here's our chief text, likewise was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so faith without works also is dead. Friends, we must never fall into the trap of thinking that our faith in God can be isolated from the things that we do every day. Our faith, if it's real faith, yes, if it's saving faith, will be integrated into our every thought, our every feeling, our every action. I don't mean that we're going to be perfect, but Christ is moving us toward the perfection that we can find only in Him. Now, who was this Rahab who was saved and was justified? Remember, justified means to render righteous, to be made such as we ought to be. It is to show or exhibit holy living. But it is a righteousness that is pronounced over you because you have received Jesus. It means that in Jesus we're innocent from our past and the condemnation of our sin. Some have said a justified person could be described this way. They are just as if they'd never sinned. Sound too good to be true? Well, it might sound that way, but still it is, in fact, truth. In fact, what happens the moment that a sinner puts his or her trust in Jesus and begins to be filled with the Holy Spirit and led by the Holy Spirit? Friends, let's read just now from the Old Testament a more complete account of the justification that came to Rahab the harlot. The first place that we find Rahab mentioned in the Bible is Joshua chapter 2. You remember that the book of Joshua is a narrative of how the children of Israel began to move in and conquer the Holy Land. Let's begin reading in Joshua chapter 2, verse 1. Now Joshua the son of Nun sent out two men from Achaia Grove to spy secretly, saying, "Go view the land, especially Jericho." So they went and came to the house of a harlot named Rahab and lodged there. It was told the king of Jericho, saying, "Behold, men have come here tonight from the children of Israel to search out the country." So the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out the country." Then the woman took the two men and hid them. So she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. And it happened as the gate was being shut, when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, you may overtake them." But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them with the stalks of flax which she had put in order on the roof. Then the men pursued them by the road to the Jordan, to the fords. And as soon as those who pursued them had gone out, they shut the gate. Now, before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof, and she said to them, that would be the spies again that was sent by Joshua to search out Jericho. She said to the spies, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. They are living in terror because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt." That was over 40 years ago. "And what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed." These were powerful kings that the armies of God under the leadership of Joshua had completely destroyed. No wonder the people of Jericho were afraid. Verse 11, Rahab says to the spies, "And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on the earth." Now listen to that statement of faith. It's a statement of faith that she not only believes, but she confesses. In Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." What are we to confess? That Jesus is Lord. And the Lord she's talking about here, whether she knows it or not, is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of the heavenly armies. Notice this declaration of faith again. We need to put our faith in Jesus, and we need to declare our faith in Jesus. Verse 12, "Now therefore," she says, "I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you'll show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token, and spare my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death." So the man answered her, "Our lives for yours, if none of you tell this business of ours. And it shall be when the Lord has given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with you." Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the wall of the city, and she dwelt on the wall. And she said to them, get to the mountains, lest the pursuers meet you. Hide 3 days until the pursuers have returned, and after that you may go your way. So the men said to her, we will be blameless of this oath of yours, which you have made us swear, unless when we come into the land, you bind this line of scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you bring your father and your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household into your own home. So it shall be that whoever goes outside the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his own head, and we will be guiltless. And whoever is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head if a hand is laid on him. Verse 20, and if you tell this business of ours, then we will be free from your oath which you made us swear. Then she said, according to your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet cord in the window. Isn't it interesting? She did that immediately. They departed, and they went into the mountain, and they stayed 3 days until their pursuers had returned. The pursuers sought them all along the way, but didn't find them. So the two men, the spies, returned and descended the mountain and crossed over, and they came to Joshua, the son of Nun, and they told him all that had befallen. And they said to Joshua, truly the Lord has delivered all the land into our hands, for indeed all the inhabitants of the country are faint-hearted because of us. Again, upon the return of the spies safely from hiding to Joshua, they began to enact the battle plan that the Lord Jesus Christ had commanded them. Remember, the armies, by command of God, were to march around Jericho one time a day for 6 days, and then on the seventh day, they were to march around the city 7 times silently, and when the seventh circuit was complete, the priest were to blow the trumpets, the people were to shout, and the promise was that the city walls would fall flat. The army of God under Joshua was able then to run into the city because they followed these instructions. Remember, faith without works is dead. The army of God under Joshua was able to run into the city because they followed faithfully the instructions they'd been given by God. Joshua 6:21, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox, sheep, donkey with the edge of the sword. But Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house. From there bring out the woman and all that she has, as you swore to her. And the young men who had been spies went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers, and all that she had. So they brought out all her relatives and left them outside the camp of Israel. Then they burned the city and all that was in it with fire. Only the silver and gold and the vessels of bronze and iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. Verse 25, and Joshua spared Rahab the harlot, her father's household, all she had. So she dwells in the land of Israel today, because she hid the messengers whom Joshua had sent to spy out Jericho. Listen to that phrase. She dwells in Israel to this day because she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. What had Rahab done? She acted on what she knew to be true. She believed that the armies of Joshua were about to destroy her town, as they'd done the cities to the east. So to her faith, she added virtue or works, as 2 Peter 1:5 commands. If when the armies of Israel had come against her home city of Jericho, and she had done nothing in preparation, would she have been saved? No. She would have died with all of her family, but because she believed the reports of the power of God to work through Israel to conquer, she hid the spies. She tied the scarlet rope in the window. She sent the spies out. She and her household huddled in her home. She remained there until they were safely brought out. For this, she was saved. Friends, have you heard the message of Jesus? God sent Jesus, his son, to die on the cross to pay the full payment of our sins. But the blood he shed is useless to us unless we put our faith in that blood. Have you heard that he wants you to be forgiven? Have you heard that he wants to come and live inside your heart and give you new birth? Have you heard from the book of Acts that when the people put their faith in Jesus and confess their sins and their need for forgiveness, that they were commanded by the apostles to be baptized? This baptism that the apostles practice is called believer's baptism. It was an act of faith that demonstrated that the convert really believed in the power of Jesus to save. Friend, put your trust in God. Friend, repent of your sins, confess your faith in Jesus Christ, and follow him in Christian baptism. For faith without works is dead.
Thank you for listening to In the Shadow of Your Wings with Pastor John Marins of the Granby Christian Church. If you don't have a church home, they would like to invite you to join them this Sunday for morning worship at 10:45. The church is located at 969 Granby Miners Road in Granby, Missouri. Have a blessed weekend, and remember to abide in the shadow of his wings.
I will rejoice in you, my God, in the shadow of your wings.
The world is in chaos. You're here for a purpose. What does the Bible have to say about it all? I'm Mark Taylor, host of Crosspoint podcast and radio show, and I'd like to invite you to join me each week as I navigate the complexities of faith, culture, and personal growth. Each week, I interview a different guest who is making an impact on the culture of For God's Kingdom. Whether you're seeking spiritual guidance, true information, or a fresh perspective, this podcast equips you to discern truth in today's chaotic world. When Christianity intersects with everyday life, that's where you'll find Crosspoint, sometimes discussing the issues that some churches don't want to talk about. Look up Crosspoint with Mark Taylor wherever you get your podcasts, produced by KNEO Radio and the Sky High Podcast Network.